Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and welcome to our BSP Classic Hour for today, the 28th of May, on Tuesday, 2019. And I've taken to introducing to our BSPs these classic hours because you guys are entitled to the background, and a lot of it you can figure out for yourselves, especially if you've been with us for any number of years, but some of it may be really new to you. Raj Fanin is the character we're going to feature in this hour's BSP Classic Hour, and he's the oldest character in the Phil Hendry Show stable of characters, if you will. He was the very, very first character performed on our show that specifically drew callers, and it happened way back in the fall months of late summer, actually, and fall months of 1990, during the build-up to the Gulf War. We were at KVEN Radio in Pasadena, and Raj Fanin was the first character that we performed. And in the intervening years, he's provided a certain role for us. There's no question that the country, people react a certain way to the Middle Eastern accent, or what they perceive to be a Middle Eastern accent, and that's pretty well served the show in a lot of different instances. This is a bit from the month of May 2004, I believe. 2005, excuse me. Month of May 2005. And Raj Fanin, with his usual American baiting, says that the Constitution's guarantee of a free press is what allowed Newsweek to print the Quran story, which got 15,000 Pakis carved up. What the Quran story was, is, I believe, had to do with the Marines at Guantanamo and the way the Quran was perceived to have been treated. Then Raj asks the requisite question of the callers, do you supersize, which was our way back in those days of mocking American culture by saying, do you supersize your fast food order? Anyway, that's the thinking, and I don't remember the Newsweek story precisely, and we may reference actually something different, but I think it was something close to that. Raj Fanin was a great character to bait people who are already on pins and needles about immigrants. And a lot of people have said that this is, not this character, but that the mindset in America is what led up to the present sort of mindset when it comes to immigrants. But hey, you know what? That's a discussion for another day. Here is Raj Fanin, and quote, as I mentioned, his usual American baiting here from May 24th, 2005, our BSP Classic Hour for you BSPs.
...1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Okay, Raj Fanin is with us. How long has your family been here, Raj?
Well, we've been here 3 years. We've had a good time here.
And what was your business? You're from Egypt?
Yes.
And what was your business?
We are on some commercial property, some retail grocery stores, this kind of thing. But we don't want to stay.
You want to go back to Egypt, correct?
Yes, that's true.
I'm curious, why?
I don't want to raise my children here. The environment here, they can watch anything on TV. They can read anything in the newspapers or the magazines, because you are free to say anything, even if you get someone killed, you know. And to me, this is insanity, you know. So I can't have my children to be around this.
Yeah. Even if it gets someone killed...
Yes, the story, the Newsweek, you know.
Oh, you're talking about the Newsweek article?
Yes, this is an example of this free speech, you know. But you see, you're free to speak, but then 15,000 people die. Can you imagine this? 15,000 people killed because you're allowed to say anything you want, you know. So I'm not talking about...
Well, do you not believe in free speech? I mean, first of all, there are laws against saying things in public that might cause an emergency or public hazard.
No, but you say there's laws against this that cause emergency. But this news story, this Newsweek magazine, where they said this Americans will flush the Quran down the toilet. And supposedly this is not true. But you are free to say this. And in the end, you know, there's 15,000 people who are killed in Afghanistan, in Pakistan. Can you imagine this? 15,000 people killed because of, you're allowed to say, you know.
Well, okay, but I'm not going to, if you're going to leave the country.
It's not that we were not able to make a lot of money. We made a good living here, you know.
Right.
But This is not a place to raise a child because we've got... Look,
the tradition in our country, though, just to say, we have a tradition, we have a law, we have the Bill of Rights. Part of the Bill of Rights is the free speech. It's the free speech, but freedom of the press.
No, please. You know,
freedom of the press is in our Bill of Rights.
No. I know all about it. You know, forgive me, please. But when Americans start to talk about their Constitution, they imagine themselves to be more knowledgeable. You know, you see, my Constitution. You know,
but the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments.
No, please. I'm sorry. If you could shut your mouth for a minute, your Constitution got 15,000 people killed. So you kill people for this, you know. I don't want my children around this.
And well, you're free to do what you want, but it's not designed. The Constitution was never designed to kill people. It's to ensure...
But you see, that's what happened. I said to my wife, like we love America. Please understand. I said to my wife, what Americans know most about and what they can talk about the most is... supersize me, you know. What you don't know, and it's sort of funny to the rest of the world, that Americans are all about their fast food. You know, what you do is a talk show. You should do a talk show about fast food.
And no, okay, hold on. The Constitution of the United States, freedom of the press.
No, but please stop. You know, please don't, because every time American starts to talk about his Constitution, it's the most insufferable boring.
And what's boring about it? It happens to be the legal charter of our country. It has in it a Bill of Rights that no other nation in the world has really codified. Even Britain, Great Britain, which was our model, does not have guaranteed rights. They're certainly laws, but there's nothing constitutional.
But you see, it's you're American, and you're speaking about your Constitution. It's my wife calls it in our language we call this haziman, which means it's like hot air, you know.
Why is it like hot air?
Because Americans don't know, you know. I listen to these talk shows; they don't know what you should do. This is funny to us. Hey, why don't you do a talk show about I want to go to Carl's Jr. You know, I want to go to Wendy's. This kind of thing. You know, because...
All right, well, what you're basically doing is you're minimizing the country, the people that live in it.
No, I'm not doing this. I'm trying to say to you, I'm trying to explain to you, I'm trying to explain to the people who listen to this to this show tonight, your Constitution, your free speech, you are free to lie, and you kill people, you know.
Newsweek magazine made a mistake.
Well, they might have made a mistake, whatever, but people died, you know. People died. So,
I'm going to give our phone number out, if you don't mind, okay?
Yeah, sure. I want you to know, you know, the best thing for Americans, the thing Americans know more than anything else, I mean this, I don't mean to be insulting, but they can talk forever about, I'm going to go to... what they go to McDonald's to get the Mac, you know. I want to go double quarter pounder, you know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Raj Fanin, an Egyptian businessman, doesn't want to raise his kids in America. You know, that's an insult, though.
Well, but
that to say to me, Americans don't know anything but fast food.
Well, but this, you know, what else do you know? I mean,
we discuss all kinds of things. This country is full of forums for every kind of issue. And
but in the end, you don't know as much about anything. The number one thing Americans know, more than their politics, way more than their politics. Most Americans can tell you what's the jack-in-the-box menu, but they can't tell you what's the Constitution. You tell me.
Well, I'm telling you, this is one American who can tell you, the first 10 amendments of the Constitution...
But please don't do that. It's just... Oh, please don't, you know...
The first 10 amendments are the...
Yes, the Bill of Rights. I know, you know, but when Americans begin to go on about the Constitution, you know, the Constitution, and then I say to them, okay... This is your Constitution. Your freedom of press. You got Newsweek magazine. And Newsweek magazine saw this story of the Quran. And 15,000 people died. You don't know. This is your freedom? Jesus. It's bullcrap, you know. What I say to this American, listen to your show tonight. Why don't you stick to what you know? You know, you say to stick to what you know?
Yeah.
So you start to talk about what's the best sandwich Carl's Jr., you know.
Oh, come on, man. So you don't think that's insulting? That is insulting.
I don't know if it's insulting. I'm telling you, this is what Americans know better than anything. They don't know the Constitution of the United States. Can't tell you who the members, you know, Congress. Can't tell you anything. But if I go to any American, and I can say this, excuse me, sir, can you tell me where the McDonald's is? By sweet Jesus, he's going to tell me. Because he knows. He knows where at McDonald's, but he does not know this is the Bill of Rights that you'd like to speak about.
All right, I'm going to take a call here before our break.
Yeah, sure. It's good.
But, you know, you can yell at me all you want. Don't yell at my callers, all right?
No, Phil, I don't mean to yell, but...
Well, you're getting pretty worked up.
Well, what's not to... You know, this is stupid. You said to me, oh, the Constitution. You're going to give me a headache, you know? Listen to American talk about the Constitution.
All right, here is Ron. Ron, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Thank you, Phil, for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
This is an outrage that you're allowing this guy on the air, period.
He's from this country?
You're living in this country, sponging off of our country, making money off of our country,
yes,
and you want to speak badly about this country?
Enterprise.
You know, why don't you take your Egyptian, person
That's
back
original.
To Egypt where you're from instead of coming here and talking bad about this country? Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me, sir? You're original.
Are you joking me?
Are you going to have a conversation here? Are we having a conversation or what's going on here? Air Force Sergeant. Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Nobody's listening to anybody, and as a consequence,
you guys are
talking over top of each other.
I apologize. Hold on for a minute.
Raj, what is your response what's your response?
Well, I guess this man's the only one who's allowed to speak, so let him speak.
Well, why do you say that?
He said, why did you go back to Egypt? Oh, I haven't heard that one before. You know, you people in Air Force,
you probably don't hear it enough, sir, because you're still here. You haven't heard it enough because you're still here and you're still bad-mouthing the country probably giving you a paycheck and supporting your family. I'd like to know, you know, if you don't want to raise your kids here, then go back home. I don't understand your point of view.
I'm making good money here. So
then you should be enjoying...
Why don't you stick to what you know? Go... Have a supersize.
See, that's insulting. This man's having a conversation with you.
No, he's not. He's telling me go back to Egypt. Every cliche I ever hear, this American.
It might be an old cliche, sir, but it's true as true can be, because people like you who are sponging off this country and then you turn your back on it and say, oh, I don't want to raise my kids here. Well, you know, if you don't want to raise your kids here, what are you doing here?
Making money.
Except for making money. And you should be enjoying the fact that you're making money here and enjoying the freedom that this country's giving you.
I do.
But instead, you're insulting the country that is putting a meal on your table.
You know, I do love these countries.
It's because Egypt doesn't have a stinking thing there except for the pyramids.
But
I can't help that.
You know,
our country is with the wonderful things that we have. It's not my fault.
Wait a minute. So your constitution kill people?
Why? Our Constitution
there, I just got into a topic that left you speechless. Constitution.
I fought for my country. First of all, I fought for my country because
I believe in
the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the things, the freedoms that it gives me and my children. I've been to other countries like Britain. I've been to France. I've been to Germany. And you know what? Those countries are so stinking backwards.
Why don't you go get yourself a nice cup salad at Wendy's and calm
what,
down.
What,
you know?
What's the point of that? I don't understand why you keep bringing up Wendy. I don't care about Wendy's and McDonald's. I didn't go overseas and fight for this country for stinking Wendy's and McDonald's. I fought
the only thing that
the Constitution and the freedoms of the country gave me.
Of course you did, but it's the only thing that Americans know is this Wendy's. Americans know more about Wendy's.
What do Egyptian people? Why don't you tell us what Egyptian people know about, except for the pyramids and the queens and the mummies?
You could do yourself a big favor
by
going to Egypt.
Why don't you go wrap yourself up like a mummy and go back to the country that you're in? Because that's all Egyptian people know is mummies.
If you go to McDonald's, you can get lettuce wrapped.
So
why don't you go to
Egypt
and get a mummy wrap? I mean, this conversation is not going anywhere.
Right, because you called.
All right, thank you very much, sir, for your call. So what are we doing here? You're going to be mocking people?
No, I'm not mocking people. This man called and started to yell at me, you know. You know what? That Ron, if you like a handbag, why don't you?
See, that's what you're doing. Anybody that calls up.
This man called me. He started to tell me I should leave country. I said to this man, America is a good country, but don't start to talk about Constitution. Because Americans don't know this. What they do know, what they know better, is chicken salad sandwich, pita pocket. You ask American, where can I get the pita pocket? They say, Jack in the Box, go over to McDonald's. They go for the pita pocket. Jesus! And they're yelling at me?
I'm going to ask you to calm down.
But it's to me, it's crazy.
I'm going to ask you to calm down here. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Living on the edge, always teetering, never quite falling off. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Raj Fanin is here.
Mr. Raj Fanin is with me. You're leaving the United States, moving back to Egypt, because you don't feel this place is a suitable place to raise children. Did I hear you say that?
Yes. And, you know, it's sad but true. You know, we've loved this country because it's been a great place to make money. You know, we owned several businesses, you know, here in 3 years, you know, we made a good living. But I can't, when we, you know, you talk about free speech. I mentioned this Newsweek magazine article, you know, it's the Newsweek article. It says, talk about...
Well, the Newsweek article said that American soldiers...
Flushed the Quran.
Yeah, flushed the Quran down a toilet. Turned out not to be true.
Yes, and so these millions of people start to riot. And so this is your constitution. This is your constitution. To me, it's...
It is the legal charter of our country, yes.
Well, it's not much of a legal charter. To me, you have to... Americans need to get a grip and begin to... control their press a little bit more than they do, because the press is out of control, completely out of control. There's nothing there. There's filth. You know, you open up American newspaper, you see filth. You see these women showing everything. You know, my child can see this.
Well, I don't know what American newspaper you're talking about, sir.
You can open up any American newspaper. Open up any American newspaper, and you're going to see a. Women, no clothes, you know, showing their private areas. My children see this. My mother, who lives with us, she sees this. This is America. And then the Newsweek magazine says, oh, well, you know, we heard this story, and we think we're going to print this. And then the next thing you know, 15,000 pack, you know, the packies. I'm not a big fan of Pakis, you know, I'm from Egypt, but even I know that this is wrong, that the Pakis got butchered up, you know.
The Pakis, huh?
This, you know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Henry Show with Mr. Raj Fanin. Go ahead, Philip.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
I just wanted to say, this guy is ignorant, and I'm sure most of your callers will see that. He says that Americans need to get a grip. What about
most of the callers are out of control.
Most of the people that I talked to tonight are ignorant,
you know.
Oh, I'm not ignorant, sir.
Okay.
I'm very open-minded. I'm a young African male.
When's the last time you went to Wendy's?
When's the last time I went to Wendy's? Yesterday, to get a salad to eat with my chicken nuggets so I can be healthy.
There you go. That's what
to
I'm
be
saying.
Healthy, sir.
That's what I'm saying, you know.
I can tell you where it is so that you and your family can eat so they can be healthy. Okay? There's not a lot of countries that are like that.
No, not a lot of countries want to have Wendy's, Carl's Jr., Super Size. Yeah, this is what America
knows.
They have
vitamins and nutrients to help you and your family live, okay? The forefathers were very smart when they developed the Constitution, okay? Allows us to learn about the Constitution and even more. Even at a young age, I didn't really know the Constitution, but I was aware of it. But I'm glad that I have the freedom to look into it.
Well, sir,
more and more.
The founding fathers did not develop the atomic bomb, as you just said.
The atomic bomb. That was somebody's choice. Just like you have free will to open your eyes and look at something.
Didn't you just say the founding fathers developed the atomic bomb?
No, I did not.
He said the Constitution.
Bull crap.
No, not bull crap. I heard him.
No.
I heard him.
Sir, you're very ignorant. If you're going to talk over me while I tell you say something, then this is not going
to
work.
I just want to say one thing. Do you supersize?
No, I don't supersize because I choose not to.
Okay. Mark that down.
This is your big joke on everybody, Mr. Finine, asking if they supersize.
No, Americans are funny with their supersize, that's all.
Go ahead, Philip.
And thank you, sir. Excuse me, I'm working right now. I'm a cashier.
Why are you calling?
I also wanted to say that to see all those guys riots and shooting guns in the air, that's ludicrous. Okay, and you tell us that we need to get a grip.
Look, Newsweek magazine started that. They started that,
and they chose to riot and kill people over there.
Because Newsweek is a liar, you know. And
wait a minute, you didn't hear what the man said. Newsweek might have printed it. Those jackballs started rioting.
Yes, because Newsweek lied to them. Newsweek is a liar, and the Constitution protects it. Are you working at... I've got to know. Are you working at Burger King?
No, I am working at a mobile gas station right now.
Okay.
You know, this Burger King...
And your point is...
Every American I ever met, they either at a Burger King or they work
and
at a Burger King.
If I could say one more thing, the guy earlier who told you to go back to Egypt, he wasn't trying to be insulting. He was letting you know, if you don't like it, you can choose. You can use your free will, your freedom, and go back and raise your kids over there since you're not strong enough to raise them here.
Do you
trust them that they won't make the right decision.
Do you sell footlongs?
I'm sorry?
Do you sell footlongs?
Do I sell footlongs? What are footlongs, sir?
The footlong hot dog.
Footlong hot dog, okay? And your point is by that?
Where you work, you must be selling a footlong or something having to do with sausage.
All right, look at Philip, thank you for your call, man. Phil Henry Show will be right back with Raj Finney.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Soul of America. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I don't want to talk about food, though.
Have you ever been to Shula's Steakhouse, Miami Lakes?
I've been to Shula's Steakhouse, yeah.
You know, I want to tell you something. I know good steak because I have steaks. I've eaten steaks everywhere that you can have them. The Shula's Steakhouse is the most overrated hole that I have ever been.
Wait a minute. Shula's Steakhouse is considered one of the top 10 steakhouses in the country.
Well, but you see, that's what I mean. What do you expect from people who think that, you know, they go over to a Taco Bell to get a hamburger? Oh, my God. What, you go to Taco Bell, Yes, hello. Is this Taco Bell? Yes. I'll have a hamburger, please. Jesus H.
So what, man? What has that got to do with what we're talking about? We're talking about the Bill of Rights.
No, the reason I say that is because the American people don't know anything about that Bill of Rights. They don't know it's killing people. Newsweek magazine printed this story. The people in the Pakis all got carved up. And
well, no, but Newsweek magazine printed bullcrap, but it was the Pakistanis and Afghanistani people who killed each other.
As the result of this bullcrap that this Newsweek magazine print. What's wrong with you?
Sir, I don't like that. What's wrong? What's wrong with you? That you're sitting there, you're telling me Shula's Steakhouse is a pit.
It's terrible. It's the worst.
1-800-449-8686. Marcus, go ahead.
Go on. I appreciate you putting me on the air.
Yes, sir. Thank you. My screener tells me you're a chef?
Well, I'm a sous chef. It means second chef.
A preparation chef?
Yes.
Okay.
You do basically every... It's like vice president. Oh,
this is what I mean. You see, this guy...
First of all, I haven't even said anything yet. And he's already.
Well, no, but you're about food. Jesus, this is what America knows. It's food.
Okay, hold on a second. I would appreciate it if you not.
I want to let this
say
man
the word
say.
Jesus. You've said it like four times. That's not cool.
What's the big deal?
Well,
it's offensive to certain religions. You're talking about the Quran getting flushed down a toilet.
I know, and he keeps saying the word Jesus. I was doing was calling in and saying.
I don't care about the Quran getting flushed.
Okay, well, the
Are you
culinary.
Muslim?
I was raised Muslim.
The Culinary Institute is the backbone of America, except for the truck drivers. And there's nothing wrong with anybody eating food. We're lucky in this country. We can eat four, five, six meals a day. And I wish that this guy was more polite and was more polite to people. I mean, everybody can get along. If we were all on one big spot together, and there was only 100 people on Earth, we wouldn't be crying about McDonald's. I mean, this is just...
But you see, the point is that I'm making here,
the
Marcus,
point is
that most... That's all that America knows. It would be one thing if it was one thing that America knows, but it's the only thing they know.
That's absolutely retarded. No, restaurants have only been around since the 50s in the United States. If you know anything about the culinary industry, it started in France in the late 1890s.
What?
That's where it started.
You said the 1950s, now it's the 1890s.
No. If you would listen to anything, apparently people are going to quit calling in.
Where do you work? You work at McDonald's?
No, I don't work at McDonald's.
He's a sous chef.
Ray Kroc started McDonald's, and it's the largest restaurant on planet Earth next to Subway and Burger King, which is 2 and 3.
You know why?
They happen to be Americans.
Because Americans eat like, yo, God.
That's great. Go back to Egypt, and when you go back there, you look at your American dollar, flip it around, and what's on there? A pyramid. God bless America.
Yes, the pyramid. You're right. So your point is? I guess he hung up, huh?
Well, he did. He's a sous chef, meaning he's a preparation chef, which means he probably works in a very nice restaurant.
Why do you say this?
Because a sous chef, you know, your average Denny's, well, I don't know. I don't really know.
Look, let me tell you something, Phil. If Jeopardy, have you ever seen this show, Jeopardy?
Yeah.
If Jeopardy had a food special, if they had a food category, that guy would take the gold. He would take the gold. In fact, let me tell you something. Alex Trebek, I saw this man, Alex Trebek, one time. And I said to him, I said, Alex Trebek, I love your show. And he said, thank you. I said, why don't you have food category? And people will win millions of dollars. What is... You know, I don't know, like curly fries. What does Rally sell? You know?
You know, you got a smug attitude.
What am I going to do, you know?
Here is Mike. Go ahead.
Who is Pepo McDonald Man?
Okay, Mike, go ahead.
Oh, me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hi. You know what?
McBurglar, really, is that him?
McBurglar, right.
Okay, I am really offended by what you're saying because our freedom of speech here, we're guaranteed to say whatever we want, even if it offends other people. Granted, sometimes that might not be always right. However, you know, in Egypt, I had a neighbor who is from Egypt, and you know why he left Egypt? Because he was persecuted for his religion. You tell me, is that right to do over there?
Well, how do you know he was telling the truth?
He was Coptic Christian, okay? And over there, Coptic Christians are the most persecuted people in the world. And he left.
Because they smoked, yes, you know why? Because they smoked dope.
Okay, no freedom of speech over there. He was persecuted by Muslims, by other religions. And you're telling me here that over here, you know...
Well, wait. The Coptic Christians smoke pot.
Oh, you know that all.
What do you mean? Where are you getting that?
Are you kidding? It's well known. Coptic Christians smoke the weed. You didn't know that.
In the same way that every American eats fast food every day, right? Same thing, same stereotype.
Look, I made this point, and you can't... I said, ask average American where is the McDonald's, they know. Ask average American what's the Bill of Rights, they don't know.
Well, you know what's really funny is the fact that you know a lot about this, too. Why is that?
I've been living in this country 3 years. Every time I turn around...
You know all about this stuff now.
Every time, every time I turn around, there's some American waddling into a rally.
Okay, so since you're saying that America is so... Okay, since you're saying America is so inferior, my grandparents, my parents, my whole family who are from North Korea escaped the 38th parallel, came to South Korea, and then eventually immigrated here. You think our life would be any better in North Korea?
Well,
there is no freedom of speech. There is no freedom of speech in North Korea.
Do you think
I'd be better off in North Korea or America? I love this country. I am an American. I love this country.
The only reason is because... But if you go to South Korea, they eat dog.
In North Korea, they eat beef. And because of that, I eat dog too, right?
No, you don't, but they eat beef.
How do you know I don't eat dog? I thought all Koreans ate dog, just like all Americans eat
cat. If you're American...
You know, all Coptic Christians are pot smokers.
I thought you're American.
I am an American.
All right, that means you probably suck down, what, 2-3 QPs with cheese?
Actually, I don't.
What's this QP?
Thank you very much. I really don't eat fast food anyways.
Yeah, sure.
Well, wait a minute,
really?
Man.
So you're going to judge me just based on every single American in this world?
Sir, I know that what I see. What I see are Americans, you know, for lunch. Yeah, give me a double QP with cheese. And it's always like this. It's not with cheese. It's with cheese.
Okay.
You know, it's like the black people,
and
you know?
That is... our choice to do that.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. You don't have to do it.
I gotta ask about it. You just made fun of the African American.
No, I didn't.
You said with chi.
Well, a lot of black people say that.
Don't stereotype all black people. I'm sorry, okay? Don't stereotype black people like that. How would you like if I stereotyped you with all the thing about the U.S.?
I think the Chinaman is a good man. I'm saying that the black is a good man, too. I don't know.
You just stereotyped him with, like, that type of talk. What do you mean you have...
What are you talking about? I said, are you a Chinaman, right?
Did you just hear our host? Yeah, you can call me Chinaman all you want. You know what? I'm Korean. Remember that.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You're Korean. All right. Yeah. Now I remember. Koreans are the ones who got a hard-on for everybody. But
would you watch your language on my show, please?
I'm sorry?
Watch your language on my show.
Well, okay. So, I'm wrong. So, I set the mic. Why don't you go over to Arby's, get a beef witch?
Because I don't like going to Arby's.
You've never been to Arby's?
No. You know what? I really don't eat at fast food that often. Maybe once, twice a month. Believe it or not.
But you know where Arby's is.
Well,
okay.
So do you. Don't
now,
you know where
let's ask you this. What is the Constitution?
Well, are you kidding?
Okay, I just want to know how you're going from fast food to Constitution all the time.
Because
how is that related?
Oh my God, I've said it a million times.
Do you know the whole Constitution in Egypt? Do you know every single letter by memory?
I know the essential rule.
Oh, you know, right?
No, I do.
Don't judge me by saying that I don't know everything either.
I know the essential rule of the Constitution of Egypt, which is keep your mouth shut, do your job, and just keep your mouth shut.
Well, they're good. That's why. You know what? Here, we're allowed to say whatever the heck we want.
Yes, and it gets 15,000 packages butchered
up. That's our decision to do that. If we want to do that, we are.
But Mike, when you have the free speech...
But guess what? It doesn't always hurt everybody.
But Mike, when you have the free speech, you got 15,000 packages butchered up.
What do you mean 15,000?
That wasn't me. Oh, did I go over there and kill people? And by the way, stop using that derogatory word for Pakistani people. That is wrong.
Yeah, and first of all, Newsweek magazine didn't get 15,000, quote, packies butchered up. Those people rioted.
They rioted because they read in Newsweek magazine that the Quran, that the Marines wipe with it.
Why are they letting something like that affect them in that way?
I got to get going, Mike. Mike, thank you very much. Good call.
Thank you.
Good points that you made.
Are you kidding? I wiped the floor with him.
You didn't wipe the floor with him.
You know, a Chinaman calls, you raise him to the roof. I call, you give me salt water.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk Radio's Speed Trap. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I don't want to hear the Arby's theme. I think the reason why you're doing that is to mock us. I think you've been treated with a very polite manner this evening, Mr. Finine.
Mr. Hendry, I lived in your country 3 years. I listened to people call me raghead.
Oh, get out of here. I bet you made enough money, man. Not everybody was calling you a raghead. They're doing business with you.
But you know they're saying behind my back, you know.
And see, this is what you're doing. You're just imagining things.
Boy, that takes some... Boy, man, you got some brass ones on you. Imagine things? In this country, the last 3 years, they hate Arab. Hate us. And I make a little joke about Burger King, and everybody's got to be springing a pup tent. God!
Here is Greg. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, I'm here.
Sir. Yes, you're on the air, sir.
Hey, what kind of business does he run? He seems to know a lot about fast food.
I had commercial business, retail business, grocery business.
Uh-huh. Well, yes. You know, I want to say something about your part of the world. Back when you guys...
Hold on. What is that music?
This is... they use this for Arby's.
I don't want to hear the Arby's theme. Go ahead, sir.
Are we still there?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Back when the ancient days, your country and other countries fought when they could walk across the river. And when they got horses, they rode a little farther. And after that, they got cars, they drove a little farther. And you know what? You're sitting there complaining about our country, and now they've got airplanes that are flying across the United States, the oceans fighting our asses. So, you know, you want to complain, you need to get the hell out of here.
You know something? That is the most simple-minded argument I've ever had. But if you go to Arby's, they'll give you a beef.
You know more about Arby's than anybody in the world, it sounds like.
You know,
you dumbass.
Yeah, I'm a dumbass. Listen to me. Do you know about your Constitution? No, but I bet you know where you can get a coupon.
I know a lot about the Constitution. I've been in business for 30 years. I have a couple companies, a couple corporations.
What is this
music? I can't believe how ignorant you sound.
I'm ignorant.
I can't believe this radio channel's letting you talk.
Wait a minute. I'm ignorant, and yet you know more about where to get a QP with G than you do... Jesus, you know, you think that's so funny,
but you are really a sad
I'm sad
example of an Egyptian for
you know
a
what?
Human being.
Why don't you go get yourself double QP with G, supersize
okay,
the
buddy.
Whole thing. Well, you're American, why don't you do that?
That's been your whole argument.
Well, I eat a little healthier than you guys do, obviously.
What is this music?
This is the new Arby's theme. They're using the Little Rascals theme. I want you to hear this.
Turn it off.
It's a national anthem for Egypt, I think.
It is?
Yeah, sounds like it. Come eat a cheeseburger with me.
All hail Egypt.
You know something? Thank you very much.
Love Egypt. It's the pyramids and the Sphinx and all that stuff. And the Nile and jazz like that. It's really, really tops. And that reminds me, Tops Charbroil in Pasadena.
Get out of here. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
When was your last pork chop inhalation? These are the questions I ask myself.